Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hypertribe, of which this is a production of. So this week on Plugged Into, I want to talk all about email lists. And I know a lot of people think that these things are redundant, but I definitely do not. I'm the biggest advocate of them. And I think that everybody, regardless of what business or whatever you're doing, should have one. Now, nowadays, we all kind of stick to social media and we're all about that Instagram following or that Twitter following. And yeah, that's important, but just remember, that's still a channel. These are five reasons why you need to be building an email list. And the first one on this list is that it is direct. There is nothing like an email coming into your inbox. If it's interesting, you're going to click on it. It's a way in which you can have a conversation with particular fans and also industry contacts and be able to segment different people. Different people mean different messages or different messaging. And it's really important that you can drop into their inbox at any time that you like. And now, because everybody is flooding a lot of socials with a lot of activity, it's really competitive. Having an email list means that you are literally dropping into someone's life. It's so, so important that you are direct and that you have access, especially to all your fans. Now, the next one down from that is people want to know what you're up to. This is the second reason why you should always have an email list. You have fanatics that really love your stuff, and you should be able to contact them, and they want to know what you're up to. It's a way in which you can create almost like a private community around them, and they can feel like that they saw it first. Fanatics live for that. Those people that got on board with you from the get-go need to be rewarded. They provide 25% of your fan base. Those fanatics provide 75% of the revenue and also brand advocacy. So you must look after that 25% more than any other part of segmentation of your fan base. And make sure you can update them regularly as well. When I say people want to know about you, they really do. They want to know what you're about. They want to know that you have depth. They also want to know, obviously, if there's any new releases and also, you know, backstage content, whatever it is. But they want to know about you and your life, and there's a reason why they follow you and listen to your music. Now, the third reason you have to have an email list and you should really be doing it is something that I feel like a lot of businesses generally miss out on. And that's the analytics. And I'm not just talking about the email rate or whatever it is, but there are some really sophisticated tools out there that can even tell where in the world people are. And yes, you can use a lot of data analytics from Facebook and also Instagram and the back end of that and Spotify. But what you can't do is pick up questions or questionnaires that you can maybe pop into emails and for those people to answer, and that you can actually utilize to understand more about your profile of your fans. So, for example, it might be a poll, or it might be something in particular on the email that they click on that you can then say, you know, that person in particular is really into community things. So I'm going to do a piece around community and send it to only these 100 people. Then they're going to want to obviously engage with you more. And that is how you really build a relationship at scale with a lot of fans. Remember that analytics and data is the core of your business. Everything is so sophisticated now that you can actually understand the profile and also segment your audience rather than just having a broad sweeping generalization such as 18 to 24 year olds in London. That's not good enough anymore. We've got to get down to the depths of what your fans are really like and what they want. So the fourth thing of why it's so important to have an email list is that it is free. Yes, you might have to obviously pay for the platform for the campaigns that you're obviously putting out, or, you know, the analytics, etc. But what you're not doing is actually going onto social media and then plowing hundreds and hundreds of pounds into an ad. You already have an audience that is warmed up and ready and waiting for things that you have to say for free. I would not be surprised if social media platforms start upping their prices when it comes to advertising in the next few years, or maybe in the next 10 years or so. You want to be able to have an audience of 100,000 people that you can immediately sell to and be able to instantly make profit on and or update about everything that you're doing for free. By building your own email list, you're not building on rented ground. This is, if you think about some of the biggest YouTube channels that are out there, there's one in particular in terms of grime that I can think of, and it definitely paved the way in the UK grime scene. But it was built on rented space, on YouTube space, and getting those same people that were going to that particular channel, even though it was famous and popular, it was really difficult to get them off of that. Now, that's something that you've got to really consider. You've really got to look at things like, is this going to be within my control and within my power if it scales? And those are the questions that you need to constantly ask yourself. Do not build something that is within the power of somebody else, and always make sure that you have space for scalability for free. The worst thing to do would be able to up your following of 100,000 people and then try to reach even more people and have to plow in another £1,000. Instead, you want to build that following of 100,000 people and be able to market to them instantly, directly, for free. Now, the last thing, and the reason why you want to build an email list, is because it gives you a community. It gives you a community that you can also leverage and also communicate with. Building that bond between people, and specifically your fans, is so important and at the core of every artist's career. Not only that, but if you have a community, you can leverage this to be able to have conversations with brands and anybody else. So if I had 100,000 fans and I knew that out of those 100,000, there were 50,000 that bought products that they could listen to specialist music on, such as headphones or perhaps a record player, or perhaps they were really into high quality sounding equipment, I could easily approach anybody like Audio Technica to be able to sponsor me or to do an event with them and say, I've potentially got 50,000 clients that could be yours, but we need to cross over our communities. So for me to leverage that, I would need X, Y, Z. And that's how brand partnerships are built. It's built over whether the artist's values and audience also matches the brand's audience and values. And if you can prove that through your email list, through your analytics, through that direct email marketing and being able to pull those kinds of people in, then that becomes exceptionally valuable. Yes, you can do this on Instagram and Facebook, but again, Instagram and Facebook also have that data and analytics. And perhaps they're not as in-depth as you'd like them to be. By having an email list, you can create this privately when you want to. Email lists, as a side note, also give you a bit of privacy. And that community feel of being the first to anything is something that will keep all your fans coming back for more. If you want to find out a little bit more about how you can build your email list or your fan base and have that guiding hand, then head over to www.hypertribe.io. We're all about nurturing new talent. We're a new kind of artist development, and we work across a broad spectrum of genres. We're helping empower artists and put them back in the driving seat, helping you build a business as an artist entrepreneur. We release podcasts every Wednesday at 12 p.m. I've been your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I hope to see you as some of our members. Give us a follow at @hyper_tribe and let us know what you think of this episode. Until next time, take care and stay safe.